Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. We are now live and on air. And today we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita, or better known now as Reverend Lolita. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. I was a little bit worried about you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay.
Just had a very active day.
Yeah, you must have.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay, though. It's cold here in Georgia, and I have just been laying around doing nothing all day. Nothing.
Sometimes doing nothing really can be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like our switchboard is already packed.
Lit up.
And so, yeah, lit up. And so, just remind everyone out there, you guys, please visit www.housepsychic.com. Check out all the great specials. And remember, please take one question. We're only taking one part questions. And so, are you ready to start the show?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Did you have anything else that you want to mention before we go?
Actually, I will just offer the same special that we've been doing for the past three shows now over on our website. You can get a 15-minute reading for only $5.95. Once more, will only be available if you book before the end of the show.
Okay. Perfect. So let's go ahead and take our first caller here.
Yes.
All right, area code 313, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name's Mike, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Mike.
Hello,
how's it going today?
How are you doing today?
Doing well, trying to stay warm.
Is it snowing up there? Because I know if we're cold, I know you guys got to be cold.
You know, it's been, we just got about 5 inches yesterday, but I think we've had more 40-degree days this winter than snow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's not bad.
Sounds like over here in Kentucky.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we haven't even had a stretch of zero yet, so it's been a great winter so far.
You know, yeah, I guess we all should be thankful because it's been really mild. But it scares me because I think that April and May it's going to hit us. Or March and April
it's
going to hit us.
That's what we all talk about. We'd rather take the hit in January and February when we're supposed to get it and not intrude on our spring.
Yeah, you're so right. So what can we help you with tonight, hon?
Well, actually, I've got a question in regards to my fairly new business. It's she's about less than a year old and just kind of wanted to see if in regards to the next couple of months I've had that's a nice new deals coming in and so forth, and just kind of wanted to get your thoughts.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, I am actually seeing a lot of success coming from this. Are you looking for investors right now? Because I see a couple of really good deals happening here, and I'm seeing even a couple of investors coming through for you.
That would be fantastic. I am kind of... right now, relying on my previous employer as a source for my deals, and so to have my own connections and sources to accomplish a few things would be fantastic.
Well, I believe that this is all going to pan out for you this year. Okay. I am seeing a total self-sufficiency by the end of the year.
Oh, you can't. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And I am feeling that you're really going to start raking in the profits towards next year, but it will be self-sufficient by the end of this year. Now, I'm even seeing, like, are you planning on doing a couple of additions that you're kind of postponed on now?
Additions in regards to housing?
Like adding on a couple of additions to the business.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's an investment side. There's which I need to work on studying for my Series 65 license. Lacking focus right now. But,
okay.
And then also, there's the investment side. There's the commercial finance side and whatever.
Okay.
And open to any other opportunities
okay.
that would fall within
well,
that
housing,
line of work.
Okay. Yeah, housing will definitely be there, but I'm seeing a couple of additions that you've kind of postponed or you're thinking about doing, but you haven't had the resources to do yet, and I see that pulling through in just a matter of a couple months now.
Excellent, because at the first of the year I took I quit my little part-time job that
mm-hmm.
was taking care of the day-to-day and to focus 100%, but I've kind of got to go back to one, so I was just kind of...
Yeah.
Can I suggest
okay.
something, Mike?
Say again?
Can I suggest something to you?
Hey, feel free. Absolutely.
Because I'm just feeling it. I can't answer any intuitive questions or not, but definitely get with Adam. I feel like he may be able to do something for you. Doing business and adding, not knowing where we're going or what additions to add to what you're doing. Sometimes we can kind of get lost in so many ways. But getting like spiritual guidance on another level of modality, I think Adam may be able to help you. And so I'm just putting you out there, Adam, but I want him to call you
mm-hmm.
to see on any type of the spiritual kits that you may be able to do for him.
Yeah.
And also do
I could definitely
on,
do a
from
little
the heart.
Mojo for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would actually suggest doing a crown of success when it comes to Mojo for his work, for his business. So that way it could reach as much full potential as it could, but in a much swifter level.
But also I wanted him to, Mike,
yeah.
I'm a business owner too. I've had my own business for 8 years. And the difference for me now and then, I'm not in business yet, but I do plan on going. Having that feeling of manifesting from the heart and understanding when it's supposed to all come in divine order, I think I'm feeling that you may need some guidance on getting there. And it sounds like you're going to be very, very successful, but coming from the feeling of being very spiritual and creating that, to creating that abundance and prosperity within you. So just having you being the co-creator instead of being more logical and practical in everyday
right.
life, is. I don't know if that's making sense to you or not, but
yeah.
I just ram on whatever I feel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, it's funny because I do take, psychic development classes that I've started
mm-hmm.
to in the past year or so, which is kind of interesting because they're on
Wonderful.
They're polar opposites.
Yeah, I don't. It's not really about being in, you know, a psychic development. We would really love to show you and how you can actually co-create. So it's really taking a lot of past life regressions, karma healings, and really dealing with the issues at hand. In order for you to manifest that, a lot of your blockage and a lot of your clarity, which I feel that I don't feel there's a lot of clarity. I feel like you're all over. And I think
yep.
Sitting down and being grounded, sometimes we have to have a reflection of ourselves. And I did this all last year. And just sitting back and working on yourself, forget about the business. If we have to go work on, get a job, then so be it. But guess what? When you're
right.
done, you really think on a whole different level. And right now I'm at a point where I just sit back and I already know what's about to unfold, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. And it's funny because when I was waiting for another one of my smaller deals that can move through a little bit more quickly, to happen. I was actually looking into past life regression.
Oh.
Definitely reach out to Adam.
One of my field
prices
expertise.
Are very, very reasonable, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. And past life regression, the difference in the way that I do this is a lot of people, they'll just sit down with you and, you know, and it's like you're sitting down with a psychic and they tell you exactly what they see and they feel. And I do a little bit of that, okay? But I also have created a new system where you can see and you can feel and know yourself what past lives you've had through techniques done through guided meditation.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
so
get the feeling that you are
see them yourself. Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that you were like me when I was doing my business and I sold mine and then I was up in the air just adding. But I was in a place of chaos, and that's the feeling that I'm getting. And I just want to just pass that on because of what I had to go through. And you may be going through something different. I don't know, but I really would take that in consideration, and it will really help you see things a lot clearer instead of just chasing the money. I want the money to chase you. Does that make sense?
I want that as well.
Right. You shouldn't have to chase money. The money should just be following you. A lot of people don't get that theory. You'll see a lot
right.
of people have 2, 3, 4 jobs, right? But they're chasing
yeah.
and they're not getting anywhere. And the reason why they're not getting anywhere is because they haven't done their due diligence to take care of their personal self. I guarantee you that.
Oh, no. I know wholeheartedly that, in the sense I would get going in something and do it for a couple of years, and it wasn't hitting like I thought it was going to hit, and then boom, move on. And it's
mm-hmm.
almost like that story, you know, the guys that went out west and bought this land to buy, you know, to mine gold, and they stopped like 3 feet short. You know,
yeah.
it's out there, I forget. And then the person that bought that property dug that extra 3 feet and then made, you know, the billions and so forth of mining that piece of property. But, right, yeah, so I understand that exactly what you're saying.
Well,
mm-hmm.
definitely. We're going to leave
Wonderful.
You on this note. If whenever you're ready, and you're more than free to get anyone else, but when you're ready to sign up with us, please make sure you're ready to do some homework. Don't think that we're just going to help you, because you are going to have homework when it comes to signing up with us, okay? So we will
Perfect.
Love to have you as a client of ours. Definitely go to howpsychic.com, send an email to Adam, and he can respond back to you and see exactly what needs to get done and go from there. But just be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send you the email right now. At least then I'll have you in my contacts.
All right, hon.
Wonderful.
We really appreciate that. Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings.
I'm sorry, Adam. I just, like, took over.
That's quite all right, Lo. Every once in a while, it's nice.
And I'm not even intuitive. I just, I don't know.
Well,
I just
yes, you are.
That.
You're just not, you know, fully trained yet.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like that feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so let's go on to the next call. I'm sorry. I had to take a little pause
okay.
in. Okay. Now we're 858-935. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Denise.
Hello,
and
Denise.
Hello.
Oceanside, California.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing today?
Fine. I was wondering if you guys can tell me if I'm going to have any romance before what's that? Valentine's Day.
Okay, Denise. Give me one moment and I will pull the information up for you best I can.
Okay.
Wow. Do you like Italian?
Italian food?
Italian men.
I like all men that look good.
I'm sorry?
I like all men that look good.
Oh. Well, I'm seeing a really nice poster boy Italian guy for some reason, and I keep seeing him, like, running into your life. It's really crazy. I see, like, you standing still, and then he's just, like, running right into your life. And, I know this doesn't answer your question directly quite yet, but I have to give you that vision because that's the first thing that come out. I'm like, okay. And he's got, like, one of those little Bambino hats on, if you know what I mean. And they look like the old golfer hats, but a lot of Italians just wear them to wear them. And that's really interesting. Now, I will say that I see romance around Valentine's Day for you. Actually, if not the day before, should be on Valentine's Day. So your answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. And this Italian guy, he really seems to be someone that's going to sweep you off your feet. I kind of feel like there's someone else that you've had in mind, but I feel that they've been dormant for a while.
I'm trying to think. The only person I've had on my mind was a guy named, oh, he's Italian. Gosh. Yeah, there you go. I totally forgot he was Italian. His name is Robbie.
Oh, okay. Well, honey, it looks like you're either going to get a different Italian guy or he's finally going to get his act together and he's going to come in right on time for Valentine's Day.
Okay, yay.
Oh, yay. All right, thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sorry.
That's all right. So how interesting was that? The guy that she's actually had in her life was Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear. I'm paying attention to this personal chat here and trying to get that situated. But can I comment on holidays?
Yeah.
You know me. So, what my beliefs are on holidays, and I think that just helps us out as light workers. I just think that Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, I think that should be done every day. And I think when we detach from that theory, that time, that date, it's not, people really, really go out of their ways for those days. And I just think that should be incorporated every single day. That's my thought on that.
Good observation, though.
Yeah, it should be. Right. You know, I just don't, yep. But anyway.
Do we have any chat questions today?
We're not going to get to this one yet, so let me continue on.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio. I was wondering if you've seen any love coming my way.
Okay, let's see here. Give me one moment, darling, and I will see what's out there for you. I do see love coming your way, sweetie, and I see you having a good Valentine's Day as well. So I would say something pretty good's coming your way, and I feel something that you're really going to enjoy. Also, Valentine's Day and evening in particular is going to be a very enlightening experience for you. Early evening and mid-evening, somewhere around that time.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, heck, that sounds so. You know, that sounds good. I'm ready.
Yeah. Now, Sandy, do you know of a guy named Christopher or Chris?
Yes.
Who is this person to you, if you don't mind me asking?
I got a cousin.
Okay, a cousin named Chris?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's not your cousin. Somebody I'm picking up on with the name Christopher, and I'm seeing romance here.
okay.
So maybe it's with a new guy named Christopher or with a guy from your past, somebody here with the name Christopher. Okay?
Hmm. Okay, that'll give me something to think about.
Yes. I feel you're going to have a good life this year as far as romance is concerned. I'm seeing you finally on track to achieve your goals. All right?
Oh, wow. That's a relief. That's good right there. Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful. Yeah, last year was all so wishy-washy for you, hon. This year is going to be so much more stable for romance, okay?
Yes, the past couple years have just been awful. I mean, everything under the sun has happened, and I was just ready to get rid of them years and just hoping that this one's going to be a whole lot better. And the way
you made
it sound, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you have a great evening, and thank you for calling in.
You too. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You too. All right, let's go to the next one here. Area code 520236. We have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jean, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hello,
hey,
Jean in Arizona. How are you doing today?
Well, fine and good, sir, and feeling warm.
That's good. Bring it here.
Yes, please. All right. How may we help you, darling?
Yeah, well, I just also want to ask in regards to romance if there's new romance coming to for me.
All right. Theme of the day. Let's see.
I guess so.
Actually, today I'm getting now I don't normally use the cards on the show, as Lo would probably tell you already. Today I'm getting the Hanged Man and I'm getting the Page of Cups for you, and then I'm getting the Moon card, okay? So the Moon card is what symbolizes that you've been through a lot of struggle and a lot of heartbreak in your love life, okay? And
yeah.
The Hanged Man shows a individual that's going to be coming into your life with a lot of wisdom and a lot of whimsical creativity and romance. Someone that really knows how to, let's say, live in the old ways, courtship and all the beautiful aspects therein. Okay? But they do have a little bit of a troubled past, nothing that holds them back. Instead, they make their past into a strength rather than a weakness. And I feel that it's nothing too major, so don't worry. We're not looking at someone that was an ex-con or something like that, okay? The Page of Cups also symbolizes that this individual is emotionally driven most of the time and loves to go with the flow. I also sense that they would be of a Pisces, okay? That they are very much a Pisces. And I feel that this individual, while may go with the flow 99% of the time, when wants something, can be very stubborn as far as trying to sway him away from what he wants. He will go after what he wants with his all. He is also very responsible while maintaining a childlike heart. Okay?
Oh, it's so interesting because I'm a Pisces person, too.
Oh, nice.
That's why I'm a bit surprised. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to give you a timeline here, hon.
Okay?
Okay.
The timeline here is within 2 weeks at max. Okay, I really see a week and a half, but I always add a little bit extra for a give and take, you know, scenario. I get 2 weeks, okay, and I feel that once this man arrives, all of your frustration, your pain, everything you have gone through will not be in vain.
Oh, that's so nice. That's going to be a good one. I need a break for that.
Wonderful.
I need a break for all the pain.
I know.
Well,
sweetie.
That is so wonderful, and that's a good Valentine's gift. That is awesome. Thank you very much,
right.
sir.
And
one more blessing.
Blessings
right,
to you as
you.
Well.
All right. Block Talk is always a little bit slow here. Okay, there we go. Ready for the next call? 352, Erico 352702. We have you on here. Please state your name. Where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida. And this is Cindy.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. And how may we help you?
Do you do like a general reading? And
well, we only go by basic questions
or
here
or
on
just
the show.
A specific question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We only go by basic questions on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, relationship questions sounded good. So, what do you see coming for me this year or in
okay.
the very near future?
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to see what comes out for you. All right, sweetie. Here we go. We have the Star card. We have the Five of Pentacles. And we have the Lover's card. Ooh, what a good card to get. Okay, I'm going with my clairvoyancy here along with the tarot. Okay. The Star card is going to represent finally a balance being restored in your life, okay? I feel that you have had a lot of trouble and you have been very hurt by an individual that was in your past, okay? I feel that that balance is going to be restored. This year is all about balance for you, not just in love, but also in finances. The Five of Pentacles symbolizes not only will your finances and love life get on track and balanced out, but they will be simultaneously synced with one another, okay? Which means that your new love will be found through work, okay? And I guess this means because you don't go out a lot, you don't go to a lot of activities, and this is going to be brought in. The Lover's card is symbolic that this is a twin flame and a soulmate dynamic, okay? This is someone that when you meet them, it will seem as if you have known them forever, okay? And you have one last card here. You have the Fool card. So be mindful not to rush it or let it go too fast. But this will be something that is such a strong connection between you and this individual that it will naturally flow pretty quickly all on its own, okay?
Wow.
And I see this individual, they have a great love for animals, okay? I wouldn't say necessarily as going as far as them being a physician for animals, but I would say that they devote a lot of their time into helping less fortunate animals, okay? So that might be one of their activities as like a hobby that they do. They go and they volunteer to help abused animals, less fortunate animals, okay? This individual seems to be very successful when it comes to finances, someone that's not necessarily rich, but very stable, okay? I believe they own their own home, and I see you meeting this person in March.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. This is, well, I'm glad I stuck to the subject of the show tonight.
Great.
Well, thank you, Cindy,
well,
for calling
awesome.
In.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
You got it. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too. All right. You ready, Adam?
Yep.
Okay. Area code 206524. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi. My name's Lori. I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi, Lori from Seattle.
Hello, Lori.
What can I help you with?
Hi.
Well, I'm having to, I'm out of town for the night away from my apartment, and I'm just wondering if everything's okay there.
Okay,
kind of anxious.
Mm-hmm. You know what, sweetie? I see you fearing the worst, and your apartment is just fine. I do feel that everything is going pretty well there. Do you have a small animal, speaking of animals, from the previous call?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I see a little companion, and I don't know if it's an animal or a short person, but I see someone here that's also been keeping an eye out on your home, trying to make sure that it's not disturbed. This may be a neighbor that has a dog or some type of small animal.
Oh, then the woman in back of me, I don't know her. I don't talk to her at all, but she
mm-hmm.
has a small animal.
Okay.
She has a small dog.
Would she know that you're gone?
No, I don't talk to anybody around there.
Okay. Because somebody's watching out for you, just trying to be a good neighbor. Somebody knows you're gone, and they have a small animal, and
oh.
I believe that your house is doing pretty well.
Okay. I'm trying to sign up for that little special you have.
Okay.
When will you be able to take calls for that? Or?
Okay, sweetie. I will give you a call after the show to schedule your appointment. I may be able to fit you in for tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
Okay,
well,
thank you for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lori. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see here. Go to the next caller here. Area code 626731. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Liz from California.
Hey,
hello, Liz
from California.
Hi, I just had a question in regards to my relationship. Right now I feel like it's like stagnant. It's at a standpoint, and I
mm-hmm.
want to know how you feel like this will unfold.
Okay, sweetie. Is he out of work right now, hon?
No.
Okay. Because I see that he's been concerned about money, stability, finances. It just seems like he's all over the place. But what I can
tell
you
is... Yeah, he works a lot.
Is,
and he is worried a little bit about work, but, I mean, he's working and he's doing well. He's a workaholic,
yeah.
so...
Okay, that's why then. Well, I do see the two of you able to get on track here. I feel that he does fight it a little bit, but, you know, he does want to see this succeed, okay? And I feel just in a matter of 3 days, we're going to see a good improvement.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we haven't talked for a little over a week, so I'm just
mm-hmm.
kind of like, you know, a little worried and, like, what's going on, so.
Yeah. Is this a long-distance relationship, sweetie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do see him coming forward. In fact, I see the two of you seeing one another pretty soon as well in the physical.
Okay. And when you say soon,
mm-hmm.
do you pick up on when?
All right. It's either going to be later this month or around the beginning of next month.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz. Sorry, Adam. Okay.
Okay.
We got 10 more callers here. Hold on. I have Cypher 11 on the line. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Ghost from True Capitalist Radio.
Okay.
Yep.
Adam, I just
yep.
took him off.
Okay.
Let's see here. All right. Make sure. This is the second visitor tonight, just to let you know. Let me take one more call here. Let's see. Area code 312-493. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Kirsten. I'm calling from Chicago, and I have a question about my career.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, I wanted to see what you see for me this year because I just started a temp position, and I wanted to know if there's a new job coming in for me that is different
okay.
from this.
Okay, give me one moment, and I will see what comes out for you here. Okay, wow. Oh, you have some good cards coming out here, okay?
Okay.
Now, I have four cards for you tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the Six of Pentacles. The second one Nine of Pentacles. The third one is the Queen of Pentacles. And then the
mm-hmm.
final and the fourth one is the Six of Cups. Okay. So here's the thing, sweetie. With the Six of Cups, you're going to be offered two different permanent and long-term jobs. Okay.
Okay.
One is going to come through a temp position. Okay, maybe
okay.
not the one that you're in now, but one's going to come through a temp position. And I don't think you're going to be so willing to want to take it right away because it's going to be tempting as the money will be somewhat good, but not quite what you want, okay?
Okay.
The second job will actually be something that doesn't come through a temp job, but just something that you happen to come across. Okay, and I feel you will get that one, and I feel it's going to be very good financially for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But all of these cards together, the Queen of Pentacles really shows that you're going to have money in hand, you're going to be successful this year, and the rest of it shows that you're going to be so successful that you're going to be able to help others the way that you want, and it is going to be perpetual. Okay.
Okay. Mhm. But I
now, this all happens over a time period of 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
That's
wonderful news. Because then I did apply for like an accounting company in like a big firm called PwC, and I know initially they liked me and they still want me, and I was wondering if there was something going to come from
yeah, and or this is completely new. Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm seeing one coming from a temp job and one coming
mm-hmm.
from totally out of the blue. Okay?
Oh, totally out of the blue. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much, Reverend Deshaun.
Thank you.
and your partner. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate
you're welcome.
Your time. Thank
no
you.
Problem.
God
thank
bless.
You for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have a chat question. Tina wants to know, what do you see for her for love?
Okay, Tina, give me one moment and I will tune in for you. All right, Tina. Wow, sweetie. First off, I feel like you've had a guy that there was an interest with, and that was over quite a bit of a distance here, maybe even overseas or over water, something to do with nearby water, okay? The second thing is that I feel like you have a birthday or somebody around you has a birthday coming up, someone that you were close to in your love life, but I'm feeling like even around your birthday that you're going to have this year, you're going to meet someone of really good caliber in your life. Now, this person does seem to be pretty wealthy, okay, and very generous. I'm also seeing this person wanting someone that can be independent just like themselves. I'm seeing that you are going to meet, this is one person, you're going to meet a total of three different individuals over the next few months, okay? One of them, like I just described, is on your birthday. Within a week from now, you're going to meet a really good caliber guy as well. This one is more about knowledge and wisdom, and maybe even with an anthropology or paleontology, something of the higher fields of career, okay, with a very good degree and master's. I'm even seeing a doctorate with one of the guys here. So this is what I'm seeing. And I'm also feeling that there's going to be a chance with the guy from the past to kind of catch things up here. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get area code 808-990. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Aloha. This is Kiele from Hawaii.
Aloha.
Hey, Kiana.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Awesome.
How may we help you?
Well, I'd love to hear what the cards have to say about where my energy is taking me on my current path in life.
Okay. Wow. You're going to be very content this month, darling. You have the Ten of Pentacles. Cups. You have the Page of Swords. A lot of strength, a lot of willpower you have. You know, I feel like you were muted or you were feeling stepped upon for quite some time, but now you're really fighting, you know. And this is good. You're finally on the path that you need to be on. I even see love and romance and finances. It's all getting better for you this year. Are you creating a job? Are you creating a business of your own?
I'm currently working with a nonprofit, helping the foster children of Hawaii and doing good, I think.
Wonderful. I am seeing this doing very well for you. And I'm seeing you even expanding into doing something else on the side as well, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, are you planning a trip to the States, darling?
I probably will be in the States sometime this year, yes.
Okay, I'm getting April, and I'm getting a good trip and you meeting a guy while you're here in the States.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Okay, well, I'm seeing something good here, okay?
Good, good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. My stomach just dropped. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Area code 727-623. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello,
from Florida.
Lisa.
Hi. Just calling to find out about my finances, career. How do you feel for that?
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, wow. You've really hit a brick wall, haven't you?
I hope not.
Okay. Well, I feel like there's been a little bit of instability and some struggle here, but it looks like in the next week you're going to have a major breakthrough financially and career-wise. Maybe this brick wall is a lot of commotion about how people are around you. Okay. And I'm seeing that finally being overcome.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't see a change in career, but I definitely see a change in atmosphere.
What do you mean atmosphere? Like where I live?
Like where you work. Like your atmosphere, your environment for work, it's going to improve.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Financially, you're going to be pretty stable and back on track by mid-March.
Oh, okay, cool. Very cool.
I'm even seeing you paying off a lot of debt this year. Okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm expecting a settlement. Do you know when that's coming?
We only do one question here per show, per caller, but I will say that the settlement should be coming in around the same time, okay?
Was that, you said March, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Bye.
All right, area code 484, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Please say where your name, where you're calling from.
I had just said that. Did you hear me or no? You didn't hear me.
No, we didn't hear
that.
We didn't hear
part.
You, hon.
Oh, okay. Hi. Yes, I am Tiffany, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Tiffany. How may we help you, sweetie?
Okay, I would like to know, I would like to know a time frame of when you see this man getting back in contact with me.
Okay.
Do you need his name?
First name only, please.
His first name is Jay. J-A-Y.
Okay. Oh, that's two sides of one coin. Okay. Well, is he like a split personality, huh?
Yes, he does have bipolar, yes.
Okay. I'm seeing that's what I'm using to confirm that I'm in contact with his energy right now. I'm seeing him reaching out to you in the next 4 to 5 days.
Okay, because I have had no contact from him by his choice for the last 2.5 weeks, and that's kind of longish for him to go.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
a little, I'm just worried about him. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, he does seem to be okay health-wise. I don't see any harm has come to him, but I will say that in 4 to 5 days, you will get a contact or communication from him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We have a chat question. It's from, where did I go here? I am D. Her name is Deidre. She's from Vermont.
Okay.
And she wants to know, a past boyfriend came back and asked me out, how will this go?
Okay, sweetie, I see the same cycle repeating itself with that one, unfortunately.
All right, thank you. Let's go on to the next call here. Area code 786-530. Appreciate your name. Where you're calling from.
My name is Vicky, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Vicky.
Hello, how
Florida.
Are you doing today?
Good. I'd like some insight on my boyfriend, Michael.
Yes.
What do you see for us?
I feel he's been quite a bit emotionally pulled back and a little bit in the communication sense with you. I feel that this is a relationship that he still wants to develop, but he feels, in a sense, that he has had to emotionally take a little bit of a break. I even see that he's lashed out a couple times.
I wouldn't say lashed out. Maybe he's kind of tried to avoid conversations.
Okay. I'm actually getting in a 3-day time period, him making an improvement and finally trying to bring this forward.
Okay. So there should be some progress within three days.
That's correct.
And, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I think we'll take another chat question since we're down to, I didn't realize we got to 11 callers. Another chat question was from Nyla. She wants to see what you see for her and her boyfriend, John.
Okay. Wow, the Temperance is here on this one. And I feel like this was divinely guided for the two of you to be together. You're meant to really help heal one another, and there's quite a bit of frustration with one another, but overall you really do care and love for one another. I see a lot of success and happiness coming from this relationship in the following 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
I'm even seeing him trying to make something up to her by taking her on a nice romantic trip somewhere.
Okay. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take another chat question here from Fiery Siren. They want to know if they're going to meet new love this year.
Before we go into the chat question, can we ask her if she has a little boy or a small child? Because I keep seeing a small child around her.
Okay, I'll wait for the person to respond.
Someone that might be on the other side.
I don't know if they're... I know we have a little delay, so...
Mm-hmm.
No, she said no. Or he or she said no.
Okay. All right. What's her question?
Wanted to know if they're meeting new love this year.
Okay. Give me one moment. Eureka. Okay. Yeah, she is meeting new love this year. It is a male. It's not someone that we typically want when we have someone that comes in with a child. But this male has a small boy, single parent, takes care of the child himself, and I believe very in tune with people's emotions and caring for others. I actually see this going very well, someone that seems to be very stable.
She said that she had a brother that died. Is that the son that maybe you're... I'm asking that question to her.
It's possible because her question and what I'm seeing with the little boy is kind of being mixed together with one another. It's unusual for me, but I'm seeing the two mixed together for some reason. So it could be because they're separate and I'm just seeing it mixed together because they're both very strong energies. But it's very possible that the person that passed on could be the one coming through. They, if that is so, I believe they want her to know that they love her.
Okay, her brother died before she was even born.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the little boy that you're seeing.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
More
that's
than
the boy
likely.
Yeah.
Huh. Because I'm also seeing a guy coming in for her with a small child. There's two children. And that's where I'm getting lost. They just look very similar to one another.
If you can call in, that'll be great to really talk to you. So if you can try to call in, I'll take your call.
Yes, please do.
All right, let's go into the next caller here. Area code 619-352. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I was on Skype. I'm sorry. It must be one of the numbers they give you. Hi. My name is Will, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hello,
hey.
Will. How are you doing today?
I'm in my golden years, let's say. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm glad I tuned your show because I was sitting going, man, where am I going in life? I just want to know where I'm going. You need me to tell you anything more, or would you like a little more information?
Okay. We only do really specific questions here, but I do see something happening in the way of financial success for you this year, and I'm feeling like there's a breakthrough with that somehow. You're going to get a really good deal here this year. And then I'm going to go ahead and take a specific question from you.
Okay. I'd like to know where I'm going in my health.
Okay. Most of what I see you're going health-wise is your stress manifesting into physical symptoms, but there is some actual health issues, nothing too major, but something that I do suggest you get checked out by physicians. I'm seeing some heart issues and some respiratory areas, okay?
Wow, you're right on the money there. I have an appointment to see if I can get a hospital stay in about a week or so to get like a big checkup, and the problem is my heart and respiratory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I see the issue being resolved through medical means, okay?
Great. And you were right on the money. I got a lot of deals on the table, so that's what you were talking about. You know, something might pop. And
yeah.
You know, I have a lot of business. I'm a businessman. I have several deals on the table that I'm waiting to go through. And you're right on the money there.
All right. What about the real estate lawsuit? Anything there?
With real estate?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm in real estate, yes.
Okay. Real estate and court issue, lawsuits, something to that mix, but something good is going to happen in your favor with all of that. Okay?
Great. Well, thank you so much, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome.
What are y'all going to do with them Steelers this year?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I don't know what they're going to do with the salary cap coming in. You know, they got to get
rid of it. I heard it this morning.
Yeah, man. Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm from Philadelphia, the other side of the world.
Yeah, man, but I vote for Philadelphia, too, so that's my secondary team, you know?
All right, that's
what?
Good. I wonder what you guys are going to do.
Yeah, you were right on the money, Donia. Really something.
Thank you.
All right, well, you have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, let's take some chat questions really quick. Tasha from California wants to know her ability traits. Can you tell her what kind of psychic ability she has, Adam?
Okay, Tasha. That's something that I have to at least use my clairaudiency with, but also that I can see clairvoyance and I can see psychometry. Now, psychometry is when you touch an object and you can get the feeling of its owner, okay? Like, you
all
can
right.
See what the owner is going through.
Okay. All right, then we have Danielle. She wants to know if at the X end, if they will reconnect, and his name is Michael.
Danielle and the X, Michael. I do see a reconnection there, and I feel not only is it supposed to be very soon, it's past due, so it could be happening any day now.
Okay. I'm waiting for them to respond, see if they have anything else. Danielle, if you have a response, please put it in the chat. There's another question in chat, but let me see what's going on here. Okay, she said that's nice. Okay, let's take this next caller. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, we're like all over the board today here. Area code 859. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Finish, I'm
Hello?
Calling from. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Go ahead, hon.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is Tadish. I'm calling from Kentucky. I'm the fiery siren, the one that was in the chat room.
Hey!
Okay. Hey!
Hey!
Wow.
You
no
should
wonder
go
I'm
Adamo.
Getting such
He's
a strong energy from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're closer to me, sweetie. I'm in Lexington. So that's why I kept getting mixed energies with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wanting to know, you know, will I, you know, find new love this year? Because I just got over my ex, and it's been, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's been past, but... I'm just on a fresh start with my life, and I just want to know, you know, will I find new love this year, or, you know, what do you see me doing in my life right now? Or what should I be doing?
I do see new love coming in this year for you, hon. And like I was trying to say earlier, another reason why I kept getting mixed signals is because you have two different situations going on similar to one another. The new individual coming in has a small baby boy. And then I was also picking up on a small baby boy from the spirit world. So, and they look similar to one another in energy signatures. So it was really weird how that happened. But yes, I do see new love coming in this year for you. Okay?
Funny you say that, because my my brother that passed, which is my first, my oldest brother, mm-hmm. his birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday, wow. Oh, no wonder. He's never left your side, honey. He has been with you since your birth, okay? And he is your guardian angel on the other side.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You know that near-death experience you ran into when you were a child?
Yes.
He helped you out of it. You always wondered what miracle brought you out of it. He was the miracle.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Again, once more, you guys, there's a special that Adam's offering, $17 for 30 minutes. Please take a visit at howpsychic.com and book your special today. And our last question is from Mavis. She wants to know, if she's doing an internship at this company, will she receive a job?
Okay. Yes, she will. That is a simple yes. You will, darling. And you know what? Put your all into it, honey, just like you do everything else you get involved with, and you'll be just fine. You'll be set. Let me put it that way.
Okay. I guess we are all actually caught up. Tash, I think her name was Deidre, if I recall. The one with abilities. How do you spell the other ability? I can't spell it.
Psychometry? I'm not sure, but Google's always a good spell check.
I can't spell that. We just know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually all done.
Wonderful.
And did you have anything else to add, Adam, before we end the show?
Love, light, and blessings to all. We want to thank you for calling and for listening in. It's truly in thanks to you guys that we've been growing each and every week we host the show. We also want to give a shout-out to the full moon that we have had recently, which I believe was in Leo. We will be having a addition to our co-host board here at some point in the near future with doing astrology readings as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so namaste to all of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, namaste and good night. As always, an honor to be here with you, Lo.
Likewise, thank you.